I didn't want to pay $26,000. So when I reached out to them, they called me back and says, "Hey, Mr. Smith, what do you think? Can we get started?" And I threw out the accusations on it. I said, "You're probably going to think I'm crazy. You're probably not even going to want to do business with me. You may even say I'm a jerk, that I'm taking food out of your family's mouth. You're probably going to say, you know what? I wish we never even went to his house, and you're going to want to lose my phone number." And they go, "Mr. Smith, no, 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 no. We want to work with you." And they said, "How can we do that?" So they gave me permission to say what I needed to say. And that's when I told them. I said, $26,000 don't work for me. I said, "I've run the numbers. I've crunched them. My wife and I have sat down and talked about it. And the best we can do at this time with feeling comfortable and not putting ourselves in the bind is $19,762. And when I said that, the guy was so relieved that he says, "We'll do it." And he had to stop and think about it. He goes, "Oh, I mean, let me go talk to my manager, but I'm sure we can do that, Mr. Smith. Thank you, thank you." And they were so excited about it not being more serious or worse news than they had anticipated that they were willing to do it for $19,762. And that's exactly what they did it for. So if you let the accusation audits, if you're afraid of doing accusation audits, you're hurting yourselves. And finally, the R is remember. We have to collaborate with each other. That's the key. You know, the counterpart is not the problem. The adversary, they're not adversary. The problem is the adversary. So you have to work together with the counterpart to come up with the solution. You want to be a teammate. You want to have help with the problem solving. And the only way you're going to do that is by remembering that they're not against you. You're not against them. The problem is what you have to work through.
Just regarding the accusation audit, just to confirm. So it's basically statements that you'd have to make in a way that the other side just thinks that you're going to be, you throw them off the ledge in a way that they're on the other side. They're thinking that, man, he's going to speak something really bad. It's really terrible news. And then you give him your point of view and the news that you want to actually throw to him. And then he thinks, okay, fine. It's not as bad as we imagined it to be. So is it something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. When you're going to share bad news, set the bad news up. And it's never going to land as badly as they thought it was. Anytime you're going to ask them for something, set it up with an accusations audit. By the very nature of an ask, you are putting work on someone's plate that is not already there, which means you're being inconvenient at that time. And yeah, you're causing work for them. That is something that most people don't want. Most people have enough work. They don't need you putting extra work on their plate. So regardless of how small or large the ask is, set it up with an accusations audit and then use it at the beginning of your conversation to take authority and permission away from them from using the negatives against you as you move through the conversation. If you fail to do that, you allow a black hole type of vortex to exist in their thinking process. And while you're in a conversation with them, they're not listening. They're thinking about all those negative things that you didn't do anything with. And that's what's going to keep their attention.